Some of you might remember that in our first class with Jimmy and Mabel, we'd asked Jimmy about hunting, and Jimmy said, "I wish I had a harpoon. I could show you better that way." And he didn't have a harpoon, but Jimmy's decided to take care of that another way. He's got a harpoon in progress, and I thought it might be interesting to you to see not just the finished product, but the harpoon as he's been working on it now. Jimmy, you want to show them the harpoon and the work you're doing on it? The shaft and the ivory and everything else?
I'm not quite finished yet. Chicken. Fish are right here. I will put it right here. Tie it. I make smaller this one right here. Make smaller, round. Then I will cut a little bit right here. Because the rope is going from here to right here. To right here. I'm going to throw down the end of the piston ice. Just in ice that way. Same thing, it will tie it until from here to further down or up there. So not quite finished yet. I will cut them all right here. And when I finish everything, and right here, this one right here, and the harpoon head right here, and the blade right there. Could we harpoon it? Can we harpoon it this way? These two come out from here. This harpoon head, it will get into the wall's skin. And he goes that way, see? It will come out. You got tight the rope right here. This one's long. It will cut right here, see? That's the way. And we got another stick. When we harpoon it, we hold it that way. The rope is lined, got three 10-foot string, lightly. When it broke everything, then we come back, and we do it this way, ice, and hold it. The line is up here, we hold it that way. Yeah. When other boys come, make a hole bigger with the boys pull him and he shot it. When he shot it, we pull a whole walrus on top of the ice. Then we cut it. We divide divide this much wide, 1.5 wide, 6 feet, 7 feet long, drag it. We do it that way.
But one man can hold a walrus?
Yeah, right. One man. We got a sharp blade.
Yeah.
Steel blade. Yeah. Hold it.
That's a pretty big animal.
Yeah. We got to put the rope right here, see? Mm-hmm. When we harpoon it, So I do it this way. Pat this way and do it that way. Yeah. Sometimes loose, if they get slow, loose the line while pull up. No more rope. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe tomorrow I will finish. I hope.
Okay, Jimmy started this from scratch. I went down with him the other day, and that piece of wood didn't look like that when we got it. And he certainly made a lot of progress on the ivory as well. So when will you finish that?
I think tomorrow it will finish. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll get a chance to see the finished.
Then I will watch me how to. After I'm hunting with walrus, I will get a nylon rope. Yeah. I like hunt. Yeah, always I hunt, yeah, walrus. Every day, when North Wind, every day we go by dog team. When we see walrus, about this much round, a hole, an ice, about this much thick. Always keep open, never freeze. The walrus. That's why we watch before a carp one, we watch them first. Then, the man told me, go ahead, try it. You can harpoon it first. I told him, why not you? No, you can do it. Mostly, they tell me, older people, you can do it.
Is that when you were a young man?
Right.
When you
always, every day.
Yeah.
I tell walrus. I learned it. I learned how to harpoon. Sometime, six boys, they hold a line. Walrus, when I harpoon it, they hold it. Some of them, some boys, when they harpoon it very strong, they told me. Some men, when they harpoon the walrus very strong, couldn't hold it. I don't know my, when I harpoon it, I don't know how. 5 miles. Walrus, not too strong enough. Yeah. Yeah, I like that. I'll pull it, walrus. Maybe if I finish, maybe I go out. Walrus hunting.
Well, I think we're getting closer to the demonstration that Jimmy was talking about. I don't know if we can produce a walrus. But.
Yeah, you will watch me when I finish. I will teach you. Sometime, when we are little boys, older people teach us how to play in walrus harpoon. Just nothing, just a rope. Just a rope with him. One boy was walrus. See, we got the line, just a only stick. Then they grab the other boys, line, then go on. Then we do it that way. Playing. Teach, old people teach us. How to harpoon it.
Well, maybe we can try that then.
Yeah, maybe outdoors with the boys. Yeah. Play that way, outdoors.
Okay.
That'd be fine.
Good.
Yeah.
I think you were the learner there, right? Or at least
not,
part of the lesson.
We're not going to pick you. Maybe they will learn.
Please,
Yeah, I will finish tomorrow.
Okay, we'll get a better idea then later on about walrus hunting. Jimmy was talking earlier today about some people who were gone and lost for a long time. Do you want to tell them that story?
Okay. One thing, long time ago, three men, the gamble men, hunters, they wouldn't go out hunting ice. You know, yesterday, day before yesterday, I told you about from the heavy cloud from south coming up, blowing, right away blowing. That's why they never think about, they wouldn't go well out hunting. The wind blowing from south, the wind blew far out, three men. 1 month stay on the ice. They never get land. When the ice, high waves break, the big iceberg pile, they stay there. When some of them break, they tied with a rope, they tied them. Couldn't break anymore, so stay there. They kill one seal already. Raw meat, they eat it. Just a little bit. Few bites with blubber. Also, little, sometimes they take our stomach, right in it, they bend it this way, this much round. They take, always carry it by when we go out. We got some of them that kind, one boy. Put the ice, put in right here, melt it, drinking water. They're doing that way every day. They make mucklucks pretty wide, pretty big, so they don't have to dig out. When he looked, fix him an inch hole right under the foot. Fix it. The grass. They tie it again. He do it that way. Then 1 month, stay on ice. The stupid rock, right about around maybe 20 mile, maybe 25 mile from Tribunga, stupid rock. In the night time, before daylight, starting daylight, the ice stopped there, so he jumped to shore ice. They've got shore ice, that stupid rock. They got shore ice cleaned out of the end of the island. Then he come to Savunga. They got not that village, only one man staying. The name was Vincent father. They call Mayuka, Askamoni Mayuka. He was put a camp up there, one igloo. His igloo is still there. Not quite from the Chilunga, around maybe half a mile from the Chilunga. But he made it there, stopped there. Three men. The next day, he take to gamble, but often to gamble. Yeah, he get back. They not starve, no afraid, nothing afraid. 1 month he in the ice, long time. 4 weeks, over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always tough. Stand there right on the
yeah.
ice.
He's a very tough man. When he got no more meat, they eat some walrus skin rope. They eat it. When we were little boy, when I was little boy, sometime my grandmother and my father, they gave us a walrus rope, eat it, chew him. It's pretty bad, we don't want it, but he let him try to eat it. Also, seal skin with a blubber. Let him eat it. I don't want it, but he told me try eat it. If we sometime we stay without cook, we can eat it. We don't want to starve. Right. Pretty bad, the oily. But we try. Only two bites, that's all. All right.
And that's what they ate to stay alive,
yeah,
huh?
Right.
So if you went out on the ice like that, that's what you would have to eat too then?
Yeah, that's why they teach us. If we stay out, we're going to go out. We don't have come back, so we can use a rope, eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if we kill seal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too much, pretty hard to learn it, our food. But all people let them to learn it. Because they watch them. They don't want to starve. Yeah. Because he know it. He been out some time. When we go out, another boat go hunting on the ice, our parents, they told us, you better stay close to their boat always, not go further. If there's something happen, going back right away, they will not waiting for you. They will go back right away, leave you out. They tell us close to the skin boat always. Close to the skin boat. I know one of the name was Draco. In the gamble, his cousin, he wouldn't go out walrus hunting. That man, he wouldn't go further out. When the starting storm coming, he couldn't waiting. They not leave him. He leave him alone. He go back, the skin board drag him right away to the shore. One day he been stay out, that man. Next day getting better, he go after him, he find him. That's why they tell us it was close to the village, close to the skin board. Because when the blowing, starting blowing, they turn back right away. That's why close to the skin board always, in the hunting.
Are you picking up, you know, Jimmy is talking also about the very clearly a learning educational process there that they went through with both the harpoon and then the survival as well. But very methodically and deliberately teaching what they had to know, something to survive.
Yeah. We will, maybe you will try if I finish this harpoon, how to hunt the walrus, learn it. I mean for the university, this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So keep that upstairs then.
Yeah.
Any questions, Jimmy? Uh-huh. For survival, Gail?
Jimmy? Were the men that went out from Gamble, were they hunting?
Yeah.
Did they get stuck on a piece of ice that floated away?
Yeah. Sometimes, when they open water, they try to find small ice. They call it Owoonuk. Owoonuk. The ice. They're under the ice laying. When they come out, they call it Owoonuk. It's pretty good for some men go up. I've been using Owoonuk for hunting without boat. When they open water, when I kill seal further out, I use Owoonuk. I battle with a harpoon, but pretty slow, because I want to visit my seal. Sometime the men use that kind of one, not thin one, they don't want to use them, thin one, because when the current end of the this way, tip over, the current it will take over. Over? No, you don't do it. You never do it that way. That's why old people tell us. I've been using it. I've been battled with that. I have one, pretty slow. But one time, when we go out hunting, Alua and Alfred and me, the break ice, right away, about more than 500 yards away from the shore ice, open water. The current take us to the east end, the current from the west or west. So I told him, we better try to go up, we try to find out ice, which we go battle to the shore ice. Hello, I told me, no, we don't want it. I tried to shoot a seal. Hello, he told me, don't try to kill a seal. See, they've been break ice. I told him, what? You will not eat it if we stay out. I'm going to try to kill a seal. We might eat a seal. I tell him. Good thing they got seal hook line is pretty thick, about this much, almost this much. Rope, skin rope.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, about maybe this much long ice, this much wide, maybe four feet wide. So we go jump and we battle the shore ice. When we're close to the shore ice, I use seal hook, strong line. I throw them to rough. When he's stuck, I pull them. And we get to the shore ice. That time was soft snow. We got snowshoes. We use them for snowshoes always. In the soft snow, this was deep.
Owoonuk.
The ice, stay on the bottom, under the ice, yes. Owoonuk. Yeah, Owoonuk.
What does that translate into now?
Well, I think.
Just a piece of ice?
Yeah, because laying under the ice a long time, when they come out, pretty round, laying long time under the ice.
It's a piece of ice that was underneath?
Right, yeah. We call it a worm.
And then it comes out?
Yeah, and we use it for the battle. I've been using it that time.
Yeah, it's like a boat?
Yeah, I've been battling. Some other boys give me a sail hook line. Yeah.
Oh.
He told me.
So you got on that, but they have a line to you.
Yeah, somebody, when he killed a seal, couldn't get it, so I go battle with Obona.
Oh.
So I take the seal and bring him back to the shore. Because they will not get, they will not take it. They like a seal. They're pretty hard. We are further, so I go battle Obona. Right. How's the boy?
Did the man ever go hunting walrus by himself?
Yeah.
And then did he have to tire the walrus out, or how did he get the walrus out?
You mean when I walked out?
By yourself?
No, just alone, when I kill alone. I cut it right here. I pulled him, I got to put a rope to the ice and make a right here, right in here. The rope to this way and pull him. I pull him and cut it right here and pull him. I take this much white walrus skin, walrus meat, to always cut them and walrus turn it out this way. I pull them skin this way, walrus, with a hat. About 6 feet, I cut them. So, drowned, sink the walrus. Except so pretty hard.
So you just take part of it?
Yeah, yeah.
And you let the rest go?
Yeah, just alone. Because pretty hard to get.
Too much to pick all up, huh?
Yeah.
But you can hunt it alone, huh?
Yeah, when alone. Slipper, big hole and tied them on the ice, and had tied them on the ice, we cut, easy to cut, the whole thing come out, walls, so we cut them. Easy. That's too easy. If small hole, we do it that way, cut them right here.
Yeah.
Too much work, huh? Maybe this boy will with me and go hunting if I finish. Well, first good hunting for walrus. You got food, skin boat?
Sure.
Oh. Vivian?
Have you heard of any women hunting like that, on snow?
Do women hunt that way?
No.
Never?
Never.
Sorry.
I heard only Mainland, King Island, he take with woman when we go out hunting. Yeah. Or Jones Island, never. Except some of them, maybe, when whaling hunting, some lady, when not much crew boat, maybe some of them go, ladies, they're whaling.
Earlier today, you said that someone else got a polar bear?
Timothy
Aloha. Where did you get that?
At Northeast
Cape. By Northeast Cape?
Yeah.
What do you do with polar bear skins?
Oh, that kept me. Some of them kept me. Some of them cut the skin, give it to those who want it.
Other people in the community?
Mm-hmm. Long time ago, when they killed polar bear, first one killed polar bear, they cut for give it to the skin to the old people. Yeah, give it to old people.
Yeah.
The skin, cut them about this much wide. For old people, they come sit on put the floor just like put the mattress, put sitting on the deer skin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dry them. When they dry.
You dry them?
Yeah, he dry them. Mm-hmm. Even dry.
How do you do that? You just put them out to dry, or do you have to put anything on it?
Except the take out the fat.
Yeah.
Do you
stretch it to dry?
Yeah. Then stretch them. Wash them first.
Yeah.
Stretch them. Yeah. Let them dry. Some of them, they try to tan it, I think. Only a little piece, not whole skin.
Mm-hmm. Just a little.
Yeah. Yeah, we eat meat. Yeah, we eat the meat. Except this one, it's they don't eat much young one. No, young, small polar bear is good meat.
When a young hunter get a first kill, like maybe big seal, they give it to the old folks, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They don't eat part of themselves.
No.
They just give it away.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
That's for good luck, or?
I don't know why.
Is that with everything they kill, or with polar bear, or walrus too?
Everything walrus and polar bear, they not take stomach, liver, and intestines. No, they never take.
Yeah.
Only meat. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but Ed was asking you. The first one you give away, huh?
Yeah, you give it to the old.
That with walrus too?
Yeah, walrus, same thing, same thing.
Whenever
same
you thing. Get your first
same
one.
Same thing, one when you kill first walrus, give it to old people, then you divide it, old people.
Is there some kind of ceremony for the first cat?
Is there anything else you do when you get your first walrus?
No party?
Color?
Eating? Party? Celebration?
Yeah.
Feast?
Yeah. Feast. They eat it. Feast? Yeah. Feast? Yeah. Feast? Eat feast? Yeah. No matter uncooked, we eat it. Yeah. Meat. They tell us when we're dropping meat, the older people, they tell us they eat it three bites, that's all, three. Cut knife, three pieces, eat it. Not too much, only three pieces. They don't want to be sick. If we eat too much, we might sick. That's why.
Is that fair?
Yeah. Also, some of them Thursday, when they're dragging, they like eat snow, because Thursday, the older people, they don't want them. No, you don't have to. When he get home, he drink cold water too much, sick right away. Sick. You tell him, you don't have to drink too much. Only few, three, that's all.
That's
after a while, you can drink,
That's when you've been out a long
yeah,
time?
Yeah, right.
Just a little bit when you
yeah. Mm-hmm. Little bit, eat it. Drink a little bit. The doctor's wife. Maybe they don't have clock. They don't have clock. A few minutes, maybe. maybe 15 minutes, give a little more. They don't have clock, no time. No wristwatch.
Will the dog beat bear?
Huh?
Will your dog beat bear?
Right.
Dog.
Do dogs eat bear?
Dog, yeah. Dog, yeah. Yeah. When you go out, the dog team, when you see pull a bear, the dog team, he lose one dog. Go after him. Because he go run away, pull a bear. So the dog going after him, didn't stop. Pull a bear tried to chase him, dogs go around, bark, bite. And, so the dog tried to meet him and kill him. He do it that way always.
Dogs can kill
yeah,
a polar bear?
Right. The polar bear dog said, chase him, make him stop. They didn't go around the world. Yeah, they do it that way.
So,
now, no more snow machine, go out. No machine faster than dog said. The dogs never kill a polar bear, no. No.
Okay.
No.
But they
bite him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They chase him and they
yeah.
go around him.
Yeah, go around. Mm-hmm. Because couldn't meet him when you go after him, the polar bear go very fast. That's why he lost one dog. So. The dog go after him and let him stop, go around.
And then the hunter comes
yeah.
up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because they use no use gun that time. They use spear.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know one man, he called an owl duck. I heard in the show rice, go after him with a spear, without, just alone. The polar bear chase him back, to try to fight him. So if he fell down, slippery ice, polar bear bite him right here, and throw him. Broke his bone right here, leg. The polar bear again chase him, and he kill him by bear right here. Then he would stand up. Kill him right here. Yeah. He broke his bone right here. Couldn't walk. Yeah. Slippery ice. They fell down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did someone come and find him, or
somebody would find him? Yeah. He's staying at Powell of South Beach Creek. Yeah.
Did you go up to the museum the other day? Was there someone that went with Jimmy to the
yeah.
museum?
Yeah.
Oh, you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you folks see any of the harpoons or anything else there?
Anything we see, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I didn't take my Wallace Tusk, so I can show them. They might buy it, I don't know. I hope I sell it. It's very fine. Polished.
Okay, maybe you can show that to the class the next time.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Wallace Tusk.
Maybe If I couldn't sell them, maybe university buy it, huh?
Yeah, somebody. I'm not sure.
Then the boys, a student, he will hunt that one wallet.
If we have any takers, you can see Jimmy after.
Yeah, maybe someday we will. When we're a young boy playing, we do it, play. Someday, it'll be fine. I hope you learn it. You will learn it.
Any other questions?
Does he use a gun at all too long? Does he want to use that?
Do you use a gun too when you hunt walrus?
No.
You don't use a gun for a walrus?
Oh.
What?
I don't. It's still like I want.
Yeah, right.
Doors.
Yes.
You use the harpoon first, though. Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you shoot them afterwards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If there aren't any other questions, I have one of you, Mo. Does your program work with the elders? Luncheon that FNA has?
Well, we attended the Help Out.
And that's on
Thursday, I think
Friday.
Friday?
Yeah.
Thursday.
It's coming Friday.
Oh.
Is that right?
Already had it?
No, they didn't have it.
They didn't have it discussed Friday?
Yeah,
no.
It was postponed because Laura Alfred.
Oh.
And I think that was postponed to this Friday. I had a note on my desk from FNA. What?
I said it must be this week.
Yeah.
I thought it was Thursday.
One thing I suggested to all of you before Jimmy came, you know, I had mentioned it before that the Fairbanks Native Association has a luncheon for some of the elders in the Fairbanks community, and I think it's really a great service and very educational as well. And I think I also mentioned that Helen Timpkins, who puts this on, can usually use help.
Yeah.
And I suggested that you can, I think that would be very educational and informative if any of you would like to attend. And it is open, and what we need, and if you don't fit the category of elders, then you can help.
Mm-hmm.
And they usually can use help in the kitchen, and give fire taking the elders home afterwards as well. And Jimmy and Mabel, you are invited to lunch on Friday. And that's down at the, what church is that? The Episcopal Church. And I'll take you down there.
Yeah.
On Friday.
Okay, Friday.
And I think that this whole process is just very insightful for the programs that are available for the elderly in Fairbanks. And I don't know if I said anything about this as an assignment, but what I want to do is recommend it. Are there any here who would be interested and able to assist on Friday during the noon hour? I see a show of hands.
Lunch.
And are there any who would need transportation if you're interested as well? Okay, so Cindy,
Noon?
Yeah.
Or afternoon?
Well.
That's a lot of talk, isn't it?
No.
It lasts about an hour.
No, it starts after that.
Well, depending on how long people visit stuff afterwards.
It's on First Avenue or Second Avenue.
Yeah, it'd be nice if there were like three or four people to let Helen know.
Yeah, and that's at the Fairbanks Native Association office. Helen Simpson is the person that coordinates this. And
the Cheyuga and Gamble, they went to Elder Congress to Nome yesterday, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Same thing, they do just like make a story, old timer, some boys write it English. Some people talk to our language, the boys translate it, they interpret to the other boys to write it, notes, make a story. Then 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, afternoon dance from King Island. Cajibu, I mean, Wainwright, Wayne Hope, and Little Diamond. Yeah, afternoon dance.
Okay, so what Jimmy has given up to be here is the Elders Conference, and the body made the choice of coming here to...
I heard, they told me my dancer were girls, they would go Eskimo dance at Nome. He take a singer to Nome to Eskimo dance up there. I heard.
That's the class you teach at
the
high school?
Yeah, my class, high school girls. Told me he missed me. Yeah.
Any other questions that Jimmy's covering the material from Vivian?
A question. You said earlier that you guys didn't have clocks and wristwatches and everything. How did you keep track of passing of time?
When you didn't have clocks, how could you tell time? Was there some way you can keep track of the day? What time it is, or?
We didn't have time at time, no. only on the stars, we call Tungtu, we call Tungtu, the stars. The go round, see? The earth go round, see? I don't know, a star going to the north, pretty soon it was daylight. They watch them.
You can tell by
the stars
when it's going to get daylight.
Yeah. Huh? Or people, the young boys tell her, go out to star. Tungtu. He turned to the, what is the daylight? They tell him, to the north now, we got ready, pretty soon it was daylight. And everybody go out, and then daylight, you know. Only in the morning, that's all.
Yeah.
They watching.
Okay, during the day, is there any way you can tell when
yeah,
it's getting
anyway,
light?
Anyway, they got new, nothing.
Nothing during the
no,
day?
No, nothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just know it's going to get
yeah.
dark pretty soon.
Yeah.
How about summer, winter, and spring? Can you tell when it's coming? I mean, could they a long time ago?
Yeah, long time ago when weather's good. Sometimes 3 days never stop. Go hunting always. When they kill walrus, take lots of meat, bring to the shore, they take to the Mitchell and go back again. 3 days never stop when the weather's good. When the bad weather comes, it's starting work, hanging dry meat, cut meat, hang on the wall, meat dry. Also, baby walrus cut blubber, ready to cut the rope. Also, walrus hide to cut the blubber, ready to split them, make them hot place, warm inside. When they come out the fur, you take them out and stretch them and splay them. You do it that way.
How many walrus were you allowed to get?
What?
How many walrus could you take?
Always limit, old time ago, they killed eight walrus, female, small ones. But not always. Sometimes less than that, 4, 5, 2, sometimes nothing. When the storm comes, nothing. You can turn back. Skin boat, they're using skin boat always, long time ago. Whale boat, they buy from a whale boat from a trader. Whaler from outside, I don't know how many boats, how many ships going to the north, whaling.
Is that a wooden
boat? Yeah, a long time ago, a wooden boat. They used myself, going north, whaling. They sell it, they sell a whale boat. When he kill a, somebody, kill a gamble, kill a whale, they trade by Berlin, Will Berlin, trade them, sell them. They buy a whale boat. Berlin, it cost me very too much money that time. You like it. No more right now, no more buy it.
Who set the standard of state law?
Before you got no limit. Now you got limit. Fish and game. Only 4 hours a day, Caleb. Got limit. Fish and game limit. You don't have kill more than that.
Kanra
yung sektana November ko. 누범프로 간다가진 것이죠. 누범프로. 그러니까 아마 뭐, 귀우마나 오픈가 아유 갔잖아.
다트가면서
Most of them, I don't know the name was moon, you know, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, of September, October, November, December. They got the name, our language. I don't remember the names, most of them. But he write in high school, because long time ago, the old people, somebody tell them the names of moons. That's why he write it to teacher. Yeah. But myself, I don't yeah. Learn because they never teach me a moon.
Did you ever hear any names of the moon?
I know Kanayas is November because start of rage Kanayas.
What does that mean? Starting to freeze?
Yeah, when they getting cold, getting freeze, canoeing. Halloween is starting spring. That's March, I think April, I think. Halloween, I think April.
How do they know that spring is coming? What tells them that spring is coming?
By the moon. By the moon.
Oh, they watch
the moon.
Yeah.
Okay. The moon. Mm.
Is there anything else that they can watch for, like south wind?
Yeah, south wind, yeah. South wind, I know south wind, north wind, east wind, southwest wind.
What about animals?
Animal, we know what animal, we don't have animal that's just like the big this Fairbanks or someplace, we don't know. Animals, only few animals we got, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was thinking maybe certain animals do something when spring comes. Like the birds fly north?
Yeah.
Then they know spring might be coming?
Mostly we call what you call white geese, just like the white geese, you know. In the early spring, go to the Siberian side, flying. When you start a fall, going to the east, flying to the Gamble, to the northwest keep, going to past the mountains. Sometimes they landed, stay there a couple hours, go fly again. They fly this way, going that way. One is front. Turn that way, flying. Oh, people tell they go fly a long way. One in the front, other do it that way. So. Flying that way, just like airplane. Oh, people tell us going to further out, long way, going flying, long way. Yeah, they fly that way. I don't know why the bird is doing that way. And then the bird flying that way, they go not very far.
So, in the fall time, they fly away from the island, huh? They fly to Northeast Cape, and then they fly away?
There's a Saburn. Saburn is down right here, see? And in the springtime, they go fly some kind of south side. We are from here, going to Saburn, going that way.
In the springtime?
In the fall, the flying coming this way. To know this cape, yeah. They stop right here. Stop right here mostly. Resting up there. Sometime 3-4 hours stay there. Then starting fly again. Back in the mountain. To right here. I don't know where going.
So they probably go to the mainland. But birds come from the mainland to St. Lawrence Island, then to
Siberian. They're flying that way.
How long does it take for the bird to finish stopping at St. Lawrence Island? 1 week or a month?
No, not a month now. Maybe 3-4 hours to there and go fly again.
Do they all come at once? Or
Some of them stop, some of them go fly again, some of them coming and rest again.
2 days?
Three. Sometime 1 day. We call just like a geese.
Or the one except long neck?
Yeah. No long, not
then
long.
It's a snow goose.
How about you? This was long neck.
Yeah.
We call the Eskimo name Kango. Kango. White one. Biggest geese. Biggest geese.
Jimmy, do you hunt them?
Yeah, we hunt them.
How do you hunt them?
Shotgun.
Lots of them? Do you know how they used to hunt them before they had guns?
No. We don't know what kind of use. Only in Gambo, we call it Avlaqtaq. They got three walrus tooth, walrus teeth, big hole with a line, three pieces. Twist the wing, go down. They hunted that way before don't have shotgun. Now they use shotgun, no more Avlaqtaq, no more use.
Did you ever see anybody use that?
No.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Pretty good shot to be able to get one with that. have to throw real good in order to get food for some of them.
Also, when we pray now, we got a one line about this much long, a wood, put a hole, put the line, say, we call Amasya, we're praying, we got one rock, about this much wrong. So other boys, maybe I got four or five boys go over there, ready, we watching. So other boys, same thing, four or five boys watching up there. So another boy, he tried to hit it to this way, I tried to hit it that way. So watching. We do it that way. When we're doing it that way, Amane Anguyagama Kaiga Tuksanko Amma Nepidan Kok we hit it. We got song. Maybe I will make that kind to play. Huh?
Yeah.
Maybe I will make it.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah. So we try to beat them. Sometime when I miss, fell down. If another boy grab him, he do it. Same thing. He do it the same thing. Amma, we do it and try to hit it. When I hit it, the other boys, he try to grab him. The first boys grab him, he do it that way, going that way. We got the line in. When we pass, we beat him. Line, for the pass line, we beat him. Same thing, sometimes football, not grab him, only kick him. We try to, they have the line in the middle. The east south side village we call Akinga. North side Watanga, we call them Watanga. And Akinga made Watanga made. They try to beat, kick them, make a ball basketball. Almost smaller than that. Kick them, not grab them. One man, he called Kunuka, he's small man, about this much tall maybe. He's a very fast boy, that one. My, he's very fast. When he was young, more, very fast. When he over, he kick him right away. Nobody catch him. Over the line, it's a line right away. Yeah.
What's his name again?
Kunuka. Yeah. He's a good hunter, the father, that everyone is small man. Yeah. They call the Yumusta. Yumusta. They call small man because Yumusta. They kill him. Call him Yumusta. He's a good hunter. Good walrus hunter, good filler. Yeah. Sometimes, springtime, they caught a eat whale. Mm. Yeah. Good filler. Yeah. Yeah. That's a little small man. Yeah. But good hunter. Fast and strong. Someone that's strong. Yeah. He can jump 7 feet up, that man. Yeah.
Is that the man you were telling us about the other day, too?
Yeah.
When you were telling us about racing? He's a fast racer?
Yeah, he's fast. He catch a fox. Go after him. Catch him, fox. You know, fox, he jumped a very quick. But he catch him. must be very fast.
Yeah. Okay. We're just about out of time now, Jimmy, and we covered quite a bit today, and in our next class, Steve has agreed to help us with family tree that somebody asked about. Mabel, in our next class, could you tell us about some of your relatives, and then Steve can write their names on the board. Yes. Your grandchildren, you can tell us their Eskimo names, too. Steve will talk about with you before class, though, so we'll get it ready. Okay, before we break up the class today, need about 10 more journals. So you can turn them in to Carol or myself. How about turning them in by noon tomorrow, or by 5 o'clock tomorrow? In the next class. And is there anyone who did not get a copy of the test? I think. Velma? Okay, well, see you on Thursday then. Oh, one more thing before you go. We've not scheduled a get-together for other students to meet Jimmy and Mabel. You know, we've had the lunches before that I mentioned to you. And probably the best time is a Friday. Next Friday, I'll be out of town, so that is a week from Friday. The coming Friday is the lunch downtown. The following Friday, I won't be here. But the first... Well, that'd be the second Friday in March then. I'd like to schedule a lunch for other students to meet Jimmy and Mabel as well up in the RSF lounge. So tentatively schedule that second Friday in March.
We still have lab tomorrow morning.
What?
We still have lab tomorrow morning.
Oh, right. For those of you who did not get to the lab tomorrow morning, at 8 o'clock, and then 12:40. Oh, yes. I have the notes here for your last class, so you can pick those up, too.
What is this, Jim? What kind of wood is this?
You can pick up the notes from the last class.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Lumber.
Lumber store.
Oh, that's the same one.
Long time ago, when they got Miller.
The cold going away.
Yeah. Too high.